Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. You guys are in for the treat of your life. This is going to be one of the funnest ones I've done in a long time. I have the opportunity of introducing you to the guy who basically has built out all of Russell's Instagram, which is almost right at 500,000 followers right now. In addition to that, this is a guy who I had the opportunity of meeting, not knowing I was sitting next to him at a dinner we did down at TNC. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But first and foremost, I want to welcome to the show, Mr. Zach Benson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
I am so excited. It was hilarious. So first of all, Zach is the founder of Assistagram.us and has just been killing it. Super excited with all the stuff that he's been doing over there. Most importantly, though, he's actually been building out, he's like the Instagram hacker. And if you want to know as far as growth hacking on Instagram, he is the guy to listen to. But he's got this colorful past that, so we were having dinner at TNC at the Ship Offers event. And all of a sudden, I realized who I was sitting next to, and I felt totally out of sorts. I'm like, oh my gosh, Zach, I had no idea you were doing all that you were doing. This guy literally has taught breakdancing across the United, across the world, 50 different countries, was been on season 10 of So You Think You Can Dance. He literally travels around the world for free. All these resorts put him up. And so I want to basically dive in and pick his brain and hopefully you guys can get a lot out of this, not only on how to grow your Instagram, but more importantly, really about becoming an influencer and using that influence for good. Because Zach, what I've loved is just seeing the amount of growth and goodness that you've added to the world through your influence. So again, welcome to the show and let's dive right in.
All right, let's go.
All right. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to figure out or ask, how in the world do I travel the world for free? I was shocked. You literally, I think when we were together in San Diego, I don't know if you were heading down somewhere in South America. I can't remember where you were going. You had this like South America,
Nicaragua.
And then I'm heading over to Dubai and then I'm like, oh my gosh. So tell people, how do you do this?
So growing up, I always thought to myself, I always imagined and daydreamed like, man, it would be so cool if I could get, you know, get flown all over the world and, you know, pretty much just teach people about Instagram, consult for big companies. And, you know, flash forward today, like that's actually happening. I've gotten over 550 nights for free in some of the world's best five-star hotels and like over 50 different countries all through Instagram. So, you know, Instagram's really changed my life and, you know, there's even a Forbes article about it. So if you guys want to check out that, like I really go in and dive deep into some of these strategies and tactics on how I actually travel for free. But it's really, it's just insane value exchange. It's doing positive Instagram posts on our travel networks, Instagram pages, doing reviews, reviewing the hotel in a very good way and giving them content, right? Giving them a ton of great pictures and videos to use on their social media channels.
You know, Zach, you say it like it's no big deal. So I'm going to kind of break this down because this is one of the things that anytime I talk to a master like yourself, who has really been the artist behind creating such a huge, huge following. One of the things I've seen is that if a person wanted to kind of get involved in growing their Instagram channel to create that kind of influence to where they could approach. In fact, if you don't mind, when we were at dinner, I remember we were talking about how you actually sent a letter or an email to them about what you would do. Can you kind of go through what, when you send an email to someone trying to get something like a five-star resort at the Ritz or some other place for free, what do you actually say in that email?
Yeah. So usually for like the subject line, I do like VIP reservation or reservation because I know it's going to go straight to that department. And then the reservation department is trained to put that email in the right people's hands, right? So I don't worry too much about trying to find the exact, like, perfect email when I send out a message. It's just info@whateverhotel.com, VIP reservations, the subject line. And inside the email, I say, you know, hey, I'm Zach. I'm a Instagram influencer with a 12 million travel network. And, you know, I'd love to collaborate, love to work with your hotel and showcase our experience with our followers. And in exchange for breakfast, lunch, dinner, transportation, spa experiences, plus two nights in your best available suite, we can do the following. And, you know, I list out all my channels and then, you know, I say, you know, number one, I can do positive Instagram post. Number two, TripAdvisor Facebook review optional. But by the way, I'm, you know, in the top 1.5% of TripAdvisor. we can do content, create you some awesome pictures and videos to use. And plus, I'll teach you how to get your next 10,000 followers on Instagram and train your team for an hour. So this is a pretty value-packed email, and I'm all about that. I'm all about value. And I think that's why I've gotten over 550 nights for free in the past 3 years. It's just because I kind of, you know, stand out from the rest of the influencers that just offer posts. And so all these things that I'm doing really help these hotels, and I think that's how I'm able to travel for free. But people are like, Zach, well, I don't have 12 million followers, or I don't have a big network, or I don't even know how to take pictures and videos, right? And, you know, I'm kind of breaking my strategy down for you guys, but, you know, I have a course about it too, but, it's, you know, I teach people how to do this without your own personal Instagram account, without a big network, and without saving up miles and credit card points, because I don't want to have a ton of credit cards, right? So it's really just all through building what's called a repost travel account. By reposting other people's beautiful content onto your page and giving them credit, you can grow your following fast and leverage and use these accounts to get free travel like I do.
So the next thing people are going to ask is, all right, so where is your program and how do I get it? So you might as well pitch it right here.
Yeah, the program, guys, it's called tribeinfluencer.life. So you just go www.tribeinfluencer.life. And that's the whole strategy, like the exact strategy that I used to get 550 nights for free last 3 years and over 125 nights for free to use for my friends and family this year at a 5-star hotel in Bali. And that's over $100,000 in value. And it's a 1-hour course. And I mean, you get access to everything, to me, to my team, and we get your first free trip. So it's pretty cool.
What an offer. That's awesome. Is it built on funnels? I didn't even ask.
Yeah. So we got a couple of academies. I got one for dancers too, but, yeah, guys, I mean, this is good stuff. And, you know, Dave, like, I was thinking one of the things that we could talk about today is maybe just kind of how to build the repost account and, you know, hashtags and some different Instagram tips and tricks. But
I'd love it. Let's dive in.
Yeah. I'm up for anything. So any questions?
All right. So first of all, what is a repost Instagram account? What's that mean?
So I always tell people, begin with the end in mind. Like, think about what type of people you really want to target and what people you want, you know, to get into your funnel, right? So a good way for people just starting out on Instagram is to build what's called a repost account. And basically a repost account, guys, is going to accounts that you like on Instagram. Maybe you're a foodie, you love food, and you love, and then you like really love desserts. It'd be going to these like foodie pages and basically screenshotting some of their pictures and cropping those pictures and then putting them on your Instagram page. So you could call your foodie dessert Instagram page like, you know, All About Desserts or something like that. And pretty much you're posting other people's dessert pictures on your wall, giving them credit. And so that saves you a lot of time and money because it's hard to create epic content every single day. And it's sometimes expensive. So this is pretty much free, right? And then these people are happy because you're shouting them out and giving them more exposure. But that's how we've been able to build a, you know, 56 million network on Instagram is through these repost accounts, which we use to get free travel, sponsorships, and to grow a lot of people's pages.
So Zach, with those types of accounts, how often do you need to be posting?
We post normally 3 to 4 times a day. You know, obviously, like sometimes, like the more you post, the more chances you have for growth. But we're at least, you know, posting 7 days a week, 3 to 4 times a day, sometimes 4 to 6 times a day on our bigger accounts. But it just kind of depends. But if you're just starting out on Instagram, and let's say that you're an entrepreneur and you're in the motivational niche, you know, I'd recommend just reposting at least once a day, right? Posting 5 to 7 days a week. is a great start.
Awesome. So now that we start reposting, you're tagging the person who's in there. Basically, you're giving them credit for where you got the picture from. Yep. Does it need to be, how important are hashtags and things?
Yeah. So the next thing, the hashtags, right? So a lot of people get hashtags wrong because let's say that you're just starting an account and you have 500 followers and it's brand new. What a lot of people do is they use hashtags that have millions and millions of posts in them, right? And so think about these super generic hashtags like desserts or motivation or travel. You know, these posts have hundreds of millions of posts in them, meaning that if you have a super small account with, you know, only like 50 to 100 likes per picture, the chances of you actually ranking for the top in the top posts for these different keywords hashtags is, it's impossible. It's never going to happen. So I recommend that you guys start searching for these generic hashtags, but seeing the related hashtags that are related to these big hashtag keywords. So for example, like motivation, it could be, when you type in motivation, you're going to see all of the related hashtags on the top of your search tab on your Instagram app, and it's going to show a number next to them. So you want to find hashtags that have like a smaller number of posts, like 10 to 20,000 posts in them, 50 to 100,000, 100 to 200,000, right? And you want to create multiple sets of hashtags and rotate them throughout the week and see which ones perform the best.
So you can then track which hashtags are working better for you?
Yeah, so then you'll start to see your pictures and your content on the top post for these hashtags, you know, especially the smaller ones, right? If you are using the good hashtags and you are using what's called engagement groups, which is what I want to talk about next, is because engagement groups are essentially groups that you create on Instagram on the direct message feature of 15 people, right? And that are posting the same content as you. So basically, each person inside that group drops a link to their picture or video inside that group. And what happens is everybody likes and sometimes comments on that person's picture. And, you know, when you have hundreds of people doing that, thousands of people doing that every single day on your post, that kind of creates this algorithm viral effect, which then boosts your picture or video to the home page, right? And that's the goal. So, and that means when you hit the home page, that means you've gone viral, and that's how you can get thousands of followers just from one post.
So I have never heard of engagement groups before. So how do I find engagement groups to join, and what types of things do I need to look at to make sure I'm in the right one?
So the best way and the way that we got into them, and it's cool. Like it is a pay to play thing trick. But what I do is I reach out to big accounts. Like let's say I'm reaching out on one of my travel pages that I want to grow. It's like brand new. It has maybe 500 followers. I'll reach out to some of these bigger pages. I used to reach out to some of these bigger pages and say, hey, you know, I'm new to Instagram. But you know, I love your content. I'd love to just learn from you and even pay you to get into some of your engagement groups. Like, so how about for each engagement group that you get me into, I'll pay you $5. And what I learned is that a lot of these kids like on Instagram with really huge accounts are like teenagers, high schoolers. And so they're cool with making a quick $20, right? They're like, oh shoot, I just made some money on Instagram. Sweet, you know, I'm living the dream. So that's how I do it. And that's what I recommend for you guys, is to reach out to other big accounts that have maybe 20,000 followers, 50,000, 100,000 followers, and asking them to put you inside of some engagement groups for like, you know, each group $5. And, you know, you might spend $20 or $50, but it'll be worth it.
Dude, that's awesome. I've never heard of that before. That is super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So with engagement groups and the hashtags and the repost strategy, you guys are well on your way to start growing on Instagram.
So how else do I monetize Instagram aside from getting some free trips?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that you can monetize your Instagram account. Like, let's say that you have some journal or some you know product that you want to sell. You know, I always first tell people to it's all about value. You know, and being educational and taking people from not knowing much about your brand or your product or service to understanding and holding their hand and walking with them, right? And so it's really just being informative and creating good content. And when all of that's done, you basically, what I do is I go to a person's page and I'm like, man, I wish that their followers would be following me and that their followers would be buying my stuff because it seems like they're kind of interested in, you know, this keto health shake that I just launched, right? So I reach out to kind of like a competitor's page or a fitness person's page with a lot of fitness followers and people interested in exercise and health. And what I do is I like maybe four or five of their pictures. And on one of those pictures, I leave a, you know, really nice, genuine comment and I compliment them. And that, just doing that simple thing creates a lot of buzz and curiosity to my page. And then what happens is when I do that and I have my VAs do that at least, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day on some of our clients' pages, it creates traffic and buzz and more followers and more buyers. You know, it doesn't always happen exactly the same day, but we usually kind of like peak interest for 1 or 2 days doing manual outreach. And then we get people to follow us. We get people to like our content, to comment, to share it with their friends. And then we just take them through the funnel process. That's one like old school, like manual way, but we have it all automated too. So we have our own Instagram chatbot that we can pretty much send 12,000 direct messages to. If we have 12,000 followers, we could send one email, like Instagram email blast on the direct message platform to all 12,000. So
wait, so how do I get access to that?
Yeah. I mean, you can easily get access to that. It's your Dave, man. we actually have created the very first like Instagram chatbot. So me and my business partner, it's up and running. So if you guys have heard of a Facebook chatbot, well, we created one for Instagram. So it's an Instagram chatbot / message blaster. So it really works. We helped John Lee Dumas do it, and he has his journal that he sells, and he told me that he made $65,000 in 3 months from it. So it's working.
So Instagram chatbot.com.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, if anyone's interested, you know, just message me on my website and then we can create one for you.
All right. So that website again, you want to make sure you go to is?
Yeah. Assistagram.us.
US. ASSIST. AGRAM.US, not .com, but .US. So assistagram.US.
Yep, that's right.
Oh my gosh, Zach, I could literally talk to you for days. So tell me, you're now reaching out. One of the main things I know we struggle with is how do I automate this as much as possible?
There's a good thing and a bad thing about automation. So, I mean, that's why I like my company, Assistagram. Think of it as a little bit of machine power, but a whole lot of like human power, right? And so we actually have people that are just grinding on people's accounts 7 days a week, doing hundreds of thousands of manual actions a day, just because it's so much healthier for our clients' Instagram accounts. When you're automating your Instagram account, what tends to happen, is that Instagram's algorithms are becoming so smart that they pick up on automation, right? So they can say, oh, like we're sensing some likes or some you know, engagement groups. We'll need to automate those, or we like they see you know, different stuff, right? And so so that's why we don't really use automation anymore. Even scheduling apps, even even, you know, stuff like later.com or these apps that schedule and post for you, we don't really use that, because what we realize is that Instagram gives you this secret Instagram health rating score. And so by doing things like changing your profile picture, changing your username, or using a Bitly link or a Linktree or on your profile, or following a bunch of random people outside of your niche, or liking and commenting outside of niche, or using automation, like, what it does is it punishes you. Instagram punishes you and puts you in timeout, and you know, you might
right, you might not timeout. That's the last place I want to end up.
your account might not grow, and it kind of stinks. So we don't really use any automation, and if we do, we do have one of our lower services, basic ones, does use some follow unfollow automation that my friends from Engageo created me, and guys from Silicon Valley, but it's because we have a team of software engineers running it, and so they know what to do and not to do, so that we don't abuse Instagram's daily limits.
That's cool.
And yeah, but
oh my gosh, yeah. So unfortunately, I don't have the days I would love to spend with Zach, and he's more busy than I am right now. So I want to make sure you guys understand, you need to go to assistagram.us. So assistagram.us. Follow Zach there, reach out to him. He is a wealth of information, especially when you're trying to grow a following on Instagram, which is really one of the main areas that we're really trying to grow. Again, Russell right now, thanks to Zach, is over 500,000 or near the 500,000 mark, trying to push to the million. And again, it's because of Zach, and we are so appreciative of that. I want to make sure I brought him on. Zach, you've been so generous with your time. Any other parting words, remarks we need to have for our audience?
I think that's it, guys. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to help. There's a lot of good information, a lot of good things on the website, so be sure to check that out. But again, thanks for having me, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's always fun, Zach. I can't wait to see you again soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Fun Hacker Radio. We are about ready, though, to change some things. And I wanted to kind of reach out real quick and let you understand some of the things you're going to see happening real quick here. Probably about the middle of April of 2019, we're actually going to be changing the kind of the format and really the purpose of this podcast. So up to this point, I've been spending a lot of time interviewing some of our funnel hackers and things and telling their stories. We're going to continue to do that, but we're going to add in a new little twist. Currently, right now, as of today, we are just under 78,000 customers currently using ClickFunnels. And what we thought is, why not have you guys come join us on the journey to create a culture of 100,000 rabid, excited funnel hackers. So what I'd like to do is just invite you along, continue to, if you don't mind, rate, review the podcast, let us know if other people, even possibly outside of our funnel hacker community, you'd like us to bring in and interview. And really want to make sure that you understand the purpose of this podcast is to help you in building your culture and building your community, your tribe, and really helping you understand what it takes to build a community of super, super excited, passionate customers who rave about your service. More importantly, they spend time talking about it, referring clients to you. So with that said, join us as we on our journey to over 100,000 customers. And we're going to try to get this done before the end of 2019. So thanks so much for listening. Rate and review this and enjoy the journey.